Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, another round of scattered heavy afternoon storms. Not everybody gets in on this rain, but boy, where it falls, it's very impressive. And over these 3 days, so I'm combining Monday and yesterday with today, everybody's going to get at least some, and it comes down to just how much. You know, the Mandarin area was the hardest hit area yesterday. As much as 4 to 7 inches of rain with a high measurement, the highest of 7.33 inches, 1 mile east northeast of Mandarin. That's a heck of a lot of rain. The month of July only averages about 6 2/3, so that was a July's worth of rain in just a couple of hours in a single neighborhood. There were many reports of street flooding, some homes flooded. It was a mess. A heavy rain extended into parts of Duval County, the south side, all the way to Jack's Beach, as much as 2 to 3 inches of rain. On the other hand, the International Airport didn't get anything at all. So versus more than 2 inches that fell at the International Airport the day before on Monday. So same kind of thing today. We start out with sunshine, heat, and humidity, and then by midday, an isolated shower or storm forms, and then 2 to 7 p.m. is when the majority of the showers and storms will occur, kind of really tight between 3 and 6 p.m. with very heavy rainfall and frequent lightning in spots. Keep an eye to the sky and, of course, get indoors when the thunder roars. Now, we see a little bit of a pattern change. We've been talking about this as we head toward the end of the week. Storms tomorrow become more widely scattered, and by Friday and Saturday, just isolated, and several places will go several days in a row without any rain. But that means hotter temperatures. Low to mid-90s tomorrow, mid to upper 90s for Friday and Saturday with feel-like temperatures of at least 103 to 108. A few spots may see a feel-like temperature closing in on 110 by Saturday, so it's going to be hot and humid. You'll be wishing for a little bit of rain then, but it looks to be a drier period for at least a few days. It turns wetter again to some degree Sunday, more so early and middle part of next week with a return of showers and thunderstorms. Now, some of that part of the forecast is also predicated on what happens in the tropics. We continue to track a strong tropical disturbance headed toward the northeastern Caribbean that looks like it's going to become Tropical Storm Isaias. Easy for me to say, right? Isaias. And Isaias is going to continue to work its way west-northwestbound at a pretty good clip, but slow down gradually here through the end of the week. It'll be very near Puerto Rico by tonight. The north coast of Hispaniola, it would appear by Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening, then into the Florida Straits or southwestern Atlantic, somewhere not too far from the Bahamas, Friday into Saturday. There it's starting to slow down, and then perhaps into or at least near Florida on Sunday. It is still very much up in the air on the intensity of this system for multiple reasons. Part of it is dependent upon exactly where it goes. If it goes over the high mountainous terrain of Puerto Rico and or Hispaniola, it would likely weaken the system and should. If it misses those islands, then it has a chance to be stronger. It also will be encountering stronger shear by the weekend, which may limit organization and or strengthening. But in the interim there, if it misses the islands and goes north, it'll be in a pocket there where it could intensify a fair amount. So this is something we have to watch carefully. As far as local impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, we'd be looking at an uptick in the rainfall the way it would appear later Sunday and especially Sunday night into Monday. And depending on the exact location of the system, an increased rip current risk at our area beaches, some wind at least. And all these factors, the rip currents, the seas and surf, the wind, the rainfall, will be dependent on the exact location, of course, of the storm and its intensity. And this is still a ways out and still a ways before we have a really good idea of exactly what's going on. There's sort of a crossroads on Thursday, and that's when it will either be over or north of the islands of Puerto Rico and Hispaniola, and that will tell us a lot about the structure of this storm and what it's going to do exactly as it moves northwest and then gradually turns more northward with time. Again, that's the strong tropical system east of the Caribbean moving west-northwest, likely to become Isaias before long, the next named storm of the 2020 Atlantic Basin hurricane season. More always in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. The way weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.